This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Like many of you, I've caught spring fever and it absolutely sucks. I've been sick since last week. It's not COVID. It's not the flu. It's some form of bronchitis and laryngitis, and it absolutely blows. And I have a horrible immune system, and I've known for years how to take care of myself. I've gotten very good at heading these things off at the pass with the kitchen sink approach, of which I am a big fan. For a long time, I used only hippie medication. It was only naturopathic and homeopathic medication. I would not take any Tylenol, no antibiotics, nothing like that. No anti-inflammatories, no anti-nausea. Although my voice can be nauseating to some of you, and for that, you're very welcome. So I've learned over the years that you have to take a combination of things. So I got sick last week, started a Z-Pack, didn't work. So now I'm starting another stupid antibiotic, but I'm traveling on Friday. I am going to Fiji, and I'm very excited about it, and I hope you're there so we can high five. But I have to get better before then, which means I am literally taking everything under the sun. Right now I'm drinking turmeric and ginger tea. I've been doing elderberry and turmeric shots from Pressed Juice, which are amazing, but they're doing absolutely nothing. I've been eating Sambuca gummies. No, they don't have THC in them. I don't think that would help. I'm allergic to THC. I think that would make me sicker. I have two different inhalers. I'm starting prednisone. So I'm just hoping that whatever is in, I can get it out by the time I leave on Friday. And I've always been the giver of advice to people when they get sick. And I'm like, oh, do this and hot lemon water and, you know, make sure you get in a eucalyptus steam room. And, you know, and all of that works before you get sick. But when you actually are sick and, you know, the floodgates of mucus have opened, you're pretty hosed. And, you know, I am relying on the old standbys, which are abstaining from alcohol, sleeping as much as I possibly can, eating very healthy, organic, veggie-driven foods. None of it is working. It's not doing a mother-loving thing. So I guess I will just continue to rest and watch the Yankees and not drink and just hope and pray. Maybe I should see a witch doctor. You know, maybe I should see one of those Times Square psychics and they can tell me how long my future will be raspy and froggy and throaty and gross before I feel better. And maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just going to sound like Anthony Fauci, and maybe I trusted the science too much and the pseudoscience, and maybe I should wear a mask. I might, when I fly, I might wear a mask, I might not. Might just wrap a beautiful Gucci scarf around my head and call it sexy. Maybe that'll be enough to keep me from contaging all of my flight mates. I don't know. I should feel better by then.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I read an interesting article speaking of flying. So I'm flying with one of my best friends who is a tremendous flyer. And I am a big believer in flying with people who are at your travel level. And that does not necessarily mean money. I'm happy to travel with people who are on a budget. Sometimes you have a better time that way because you have to challenge yourself to find experiences that make everybody happy. And I think that's great and adventurous, and I'm all for it. I'm talking about people who know to pack very little, who know how to walk quickly, and who most importantly have TSA PreCheck Global Entry if you're traveling internationally, which is critical, and also Clear, which I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the clear lines absolutely suck. So the last three times I've flown over the last few weeks, the clear lines have been so long. Halfway through, I've gotten out, gone over the TSA pre-check line, and gotten through way before any of the people in front of me in the clear line. I know they're updating their system and they're adding new pictures and biometrics and people's email addresses, and it's taking time to update the system. But it's a really crappy system if you're paying extra money for clear. If they had, you know, clear platinum, I would probably pay for that too. Because it is worth it to save time at the airport. People magazine had an interesting article about whether or not you should leave someone behind if they don't have TSA PreCheck. Here's the thing about traveling. Traveling, if it is important to you, you should find a partner, a romantic partner, for whom travel is also important. And if they are new to your travel arena, be patient with them for the first few trips until they catch up to speed. And if you are dating someone, yes, you have to wait with them in the normie line. And, you know, just don't pack a laptop and wear clogs so it's easy to take off your shoes. You'll be fine. It's not going to take that much longer. But if you are with someone and they have not caught up to speed yet, be patient with them and make sure they know how important it is if you're going to travel together and if you are going to make that an important aspect of your relationship. You're all on the same page, and you're all on the page that you have the ease of travel tools like TSA and Clear and Global Entry. So when you go in and out of the airport, it is pretty seamless. However, that's only for someone you're dating. If you are with a friend and they do not have TSA PreCheck, you are fine to leave that friend behind unless they have some sort of memory issues or special needs, or they are somehow physically impaired. Then you have to stay with them. Hold, please. See, I did the vampire sneeze. I'm so responsible. I did not sneeze into the microphone. I don't know who's using this next. Maybe it's Martha McCallum. I don't want to damage her innards and, you know, send her through the mucus floodgates. That would be a cruel thing to do. So I'm trying to be a responsible human, and you got to witness it. And that's very lucky, because that was a real moment between us. If you have a friend, they don't have TSA pre, you are free to go through and belly up to the bar in the lounge or wherever. Or if you bring a little airplane bottles, which I highly recommend, then go ahead and do that and relax and comfort. And if they're not there by the time the flight boards, go ahead and get on the plane. There is nothing wrong with that. If you are with work colleagues, absolutely leave them behind. There is no reason for people who travel for work to not have all of this stuff, and go ahead and pressure your employer to pay for TSA PreCheck and Clear. A lot of credit cards already do, or they give you a pretty fantastic discount. It's one of the incentives in signing up for the Delta American Express card or the Chase United card. There are all sorts of benefits. They want you to sign with them and spend their money. And one of the incentives they give you, especially on these travel-friendly cards, which you should absolutely have, is they will pay for at least part of these programs. Take advantage of it. And your work colleagues, you owe them nothing. Your friends, you're putting some very lovely passive-aggressive pressure on them. So the next time you travel, you are all in the same lane, which you should be traveling with people who have the same needs and standards that you do. Because if you know how to do it, you got to travel with people who know the same thing. Those are the very best travel partners, because they are prepared, they are fun, and they are part of, as Emily Campagna calls it, Team Awesome. And those are the people you should be companioning yourselves with. The work friends, there's nothing you can do about that. Don't feel bad about it. Just go enjoy your life. Enjoy your well-packed carry-on bag, taking only the sexy necessities. So when you land, you will be refreshed and amazing, and hopefully not filled with the sickness that has befallen me. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I will see you in Fiji, brah. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.